Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, what? What's the point of it? I mean, you know, shouldn't we be having rock radio?
Nobody's interested in rock in this country. Rock's dead. The Friday rock show's been dropped from Radio 1. The Saturday rock show's been dropped from Radio 1. Virgin Radio are playing it safe. Yeah. GLR stations.
You said about there's a jazz radio station, right? How many jazz festivals do you get per year that pull in sort of 40,000? I mean, look at Donington in its height. Yeah. They had to put a ceiling on the numbers because they had 117,000 one year. So they put it down to 75, then down to 63, maximum capacity. You don't get that for a jazz show.
Well,
jazz festivals, they're not that big.
Do you want to do a link, Simon Hall's on the phone?
Is he? Simon Hall. Yeah, can do. We'll bring him into the argument, really, shall we?
Hang on a sec.
Okay, then, standing by for Simon Hall. But yeah, you can bring it yourself in any time, Simon. Yeah, so it really annoys me that you can tune in to any American city and have endless rock stations.
There was one point where we were driving around, we couldn't find a rock station, we were disgusted, and then we found this channel, it was a Mexican rock station. And it was like really, it's still rock, but it was like, you know, just like, it sounded like Cheech and Chong. But all the time over there, you've got rock stations. What are you doing?
What? Is on the phone? I thought he was doing it via the...
No, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone, is he? Oh, yeah. All right, then. Let's go to the phone. That one. Okay, Simon Hall, are you there?
I'm there, how are you?
All right.
We're just, what the hell is he going on about Mexican rock stations?
Let me just adjust all the levels here. We've not used his phone, really. We're just arguing the fact about this... rock radio business, how it doesn't exist in this country, and how in America there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I tell you what, I mean, if you're going to go on about it, I mean, rock music is basically dead in this country. Why, I don't know.
Well, I don't know neither. Why?
Well, maybe because they haven't got any rock shows.
No, but there's plenty of rock bands out there. That's the annoying thing.
There is. There's thousands of them. I mean, like, you have your Reading Rock Festival. I mean, years ago, like at Reading Rock, you used to have decent bands on. I mean, like, I've known, like, ZZ Tops, etc., have done it. I mean, same with Donington Rock Festival as well. I mean, what's happened to Donington Rock Festival? I mean, I went to loads of them, and it just seems to have died a death. Why? That's what I can't understand.
And part of the reason for that was they changed the name to Donington, I can't remember what year it was, and Scrap the Monsters, a rock thing. And I said, like, I was down the pub one day and I said that, the reason why they've done that will be because next year or the year after, they're going to make this a festival like Reading where they're going to stick on bands like Cooler Shaker and the Prodigy. And the year after that, who did they want to get playing there? Cooler Shaker, headlining Prodigy.
Oh,
and
dear.
Do you know what happened? It was scrapped because of lack of interest and there's so many other festivals cracking off doing the same sorts of things.
Yeah.
And so they canned it off and then... They asked Ozzy Osbourne to do it this year, and Ozzy said, well, I get stuffed, because it's like, I've got my own Ozfest and I could do it myself.
And make more money.
Yeah, and make more money. And there are still the big festivals cracking off, and they're still as popular as ever. I mean, like, the Ozfest last year, it was solid. There was just stacks and stacks of people there, thousands. You've got, like, the Aerosmith one this year, you've got the Metallica one this year, you've got the Ozfest this year. There's still loads of festivals, there's still loads of interest, but it doesn't get the airplay.
Well, somebody in America's making it pay because there's rock stations playing 24-hour a day rock.
Well, yeah, because they're not really...
And they're coming up with new bands.
Yeah, well, yeah. And those bands are making revenue for the country and the bands themselves, you know.
Oh, there needs to be a big shake-up. What do you reckon, Simon?
I quite agree with you, Chris, on this one. I mean, heavy metal is in my heart. Same as you, Chris, heavy metal is in my heart, and I'd love to see a return of it. I really would. I think, you look at bands like Oasis, it's alright, they've been successful, etc., but it's not really like the rock of the 80s, such as like your Metallicas, like your Poisons, your Wasps, etc., etc., etc. You know, there's not many events. I mean, the biggest problem is I found, especially in the 80s, was like the big radio stations, i.e. like your Radio 1s, etc., they never gave heavy metal music any airplay whatsoever unless it was like down to Fluff Freeman or Tommy Vance. And it was a big shame, really. I mean, if you remember artists like Iron Maiden, for instance, from the seventh album, I think the first three records they actually released from there went like straight in at number two, number one, number three, if you remember,
yeah,
1988.
Yeah.
And like the following week, it just died of death, went down to number 15, then out of the charts.
Yeah. Well, Iron Maiden did a skanky thing, didn't they? Because they used to release it in multiple formats, and all the fans used to buy all the formats, which used to bump up the chart placing. And then the next week, because it'd run out as soon as it was released, buy the record, and then the week after, everyone was like, oh, I've got it now, and then it flew out the charts quicker than it flew in. So that was... Iron Maiden were very clever on their marketing.
Okay. Some of it was, but some of it was play, you know, airplay, because you didn't get to hear it enough.
Yeah, but Iron Maiden, that was their ploy for doing it. I mean, obviously, they've got to play it on the radio if it's number one.
Mm.
But that's why it sort of shot straight in there and then shot straight out, because with rock fans, they're the most loyal sort of fans. They're not like fickle like a lot of other music, where it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to buy this. People, well, used to buy an album without hearing a single track. It's like, oh, that's an AC/DC album, new album,
yeah.
And they'd be out down the shops within a week of its release buying it. They haven't even heard a track on it, but it's like, oh, I've got to have that from a collection. And they'd follow bands around on tour, you know, say, at three or four venues, and, you know, sort of take a week off work, stop in hotels, spend a lot of money on merchandising in hotel rooms, tickets for the gig, you know, all that kind of thing. And because they were that dedicated to the music, I mean, they are sort of like really sort of fundamentalists when it comes to the music. They just love it.
Well, yeah. And there's nothing available here.
Well,
it's the play it safe radio stations.
The problem is with the radio,
it's in commercial.
When the radio stations were playing things like Whitesnake, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, etc., they were playing that, and they weren't playing any of the newer bands. And when all bands tend to get into a rut after a while, and like you listen to the last couple of Bon Jovi albums, they're like, oh, same as the last one. Whitesnake,
yeah.
Same as the last album. Aerosmith, same as the last album. They're not doing it. They're running to a formula, so it gets a bit boring after a while. And you need to bring up other bands. That's how music's always worked.
Well, yeah.
But they never got the airplay. And so that's part of the reason why rock died in this country, I reckon.
Yep, I totally agree with you. Yep, Simon?
It's full of information, isn't it?
It is.
I like this fella. There's something I want to ask you, though, Chris. Something far more important than heavy metal music.
What's that?
Right, I've been listening to your show coming back from the Shakespeare down Sadlergate last night. And I was very, very intrigued. And I just spoke to Rich about this. I was absolutely intrigued. Where the hell did you find that radio station with pregnant bikini women?
It's the taped... Michael's sister lives in America. And he spoke to her last weekend. And she sent a tape over very quickly. It arrived midweek, didn't it?
Yeah.
KSJO San Francisco, so that's what all that is about.
Absolutely marvellous.
I know, it's totally different, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. Absolutely.
their website's incredible as well. That was like little animated GIFs of pregnant bikini women and stuff. It was absolutely bizarre. This like bump in front, it was jiggling up and down. I thought, that's superb, that is. That's the best animated GIF I've seen on the internet yet. Yeah, oh, they got some... What was that? Thing, they got some stuff for it. There was a button that you click for get this crap or something.
Free crap.
Yeah, free crap. You click a button and they send you free crap.
What's the email address of that one? Do you remember?
I don't know, but if you just type in the station name, where
KSJO.
That's right. Where you normally enter in the address for a website, it should just find it because there's only four sites.
Thank you very much. It's 12 o'clock, did you know that? All right, we're going to have to go anyway, Simon, and I'll catch
you
tomorrow.
Chris. No problem, mate.
We've burnt this debate out, I feel.
Yep.
And I'll catch you tomorrow, then.
Righto, I'll catch you back at 12, Chris.
Okay, then.
And I shall see you down at your place as well after the show's finished in the morning.
Okay, then.
I'm All looking right. forward to it.
All right, then.
Keep on rocking.
Yeah, cheers, then.
Cheers.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya. Quite right now, and we've about burnt this one out, really. It's just a damn annoying, really, when you listen
just
to
rant
tapes.
And rant and rant about the perils and pitfalls of rock and roll music.
It's just when you get tapes like that, and you can hear that 24 hours a day, it just does your head in.
Oof. Oof. Keep making shit. Singing silent time.
playing all the classic rock tracks of all time. It's Beach's Basement.
Just heard Led Zeppelin there with Bonzo's Mantra, and it was you don't often hear a drum track like that, and preceding that it was Quite Right and Come On Feel the Noise. Up.
Well, I mean, speak a bit louder.
Oh, right, yeah. Most times it's don't shout.
Now it's speak a bit louder. Oh, we just had a phone call anyway. Apparently a chap phoned in and said there was 300 radio stations in New York alone.
It just makes you sick. It really does. Right, so this...
KSJO again.
Yeah, we've obviously sparked a bit of a debate.
Yeah, I'm not going to carry on with that debate now, am I?
No. But back to KSJO. What's this?
I think it's an advert. I just made me crack up. It's hilarious.
The Rock has a hot and nasty surprise for your thighs.
And sometimes the man puts his hoo-hoo dilly in the woman's cha-cha.
Get ready as KSJO and Mindspring Internet Services present the Harley Days of Pain.
Let's get a nice feel to it.
Go hog wild. The best damn thing to hit your crotch since Viagra.
What are you looking at?
Your fly is down.
Your shot at 15 bites in 15 days. Coming soon.
You have to do something big and daring.
He'll power you up with 883 cc's between your knees.
Big, daring, that's it.
From Mindspring Internet Services and the station that's been sucking
you
on the tailpipe of life for 30 years. 92 KSJO.
Hey, I'm the best adverts ever.
That is good. I nearly sprayed the desk with that and with the tea. I had a mouthful at the time. Good grief. Good. Ride some Aerosmith now.
Are given a vision of grace and hope through solid rock.
God damn it, Danny! You got a hell of a lot to learn about rock and roll!
I call you, please.
okay? I'm going to go in and I'm going to introduce you, and then you're going to come in with your guitar and you're going to play that nice, nice music you were telling me about. And while you're doing that, I'll be sitting in the back of the room. We'll have such a good time. So don't you be nervous, honey. It'll relax everybody and we'll be so happy. I'm going to go now. I'll introduce you, okay? Hands up! Now, you kids, you, all of you, calm down. That's good. Okay? Everyone in your own seats. That's good. Okay. Now, little Stevie Vai is going to play a composition on the guitar. He wrote it all by himself. Okay, Stevie, bring your three friends up. They can play with you. That's Steve Vai. What a nice little boy.
I wrote this song for all my friends. When I grow up, I'm going to be a famous rock and roll guitar player.
Love it. Go ahead.
This is my ramming ball. That's going to be loud.
That sounds like noise, Mr. Vai. And I want it stuck.
Steve Vai there from his debut album, I think it was, all them years ago.
I don't think it was his debut. I think he did one before that, but it wasn't very well known, the other one. But I can't remember what it is.
The audience is listening anyway, the track is called. Right, you've dug out something else to regarding this KSJO.
One more, that's,
yeah,
that's yeah? it then.
What is
yeah.
it?
It's about, well, it's just a competition. I've got just play it, it's a lot easier.
But Montanelli could let you score, so to speak, the porno prom. If you're in high school and you're at least 18 years old, we are going to set you up like you have never been set up before. We're being big-time pimps right here. Just use your free hand to jack into KSJO.com, and then you could be off like a prom dress with porn star Tabitha Stevens. Now, you think about that a second. Going to your prom with porn star Tabitha Stevens? Woof! It's from allgoodvideo.com and the station that wants to get the girl to your mall. 92 KSJO.
Shut up, weasel. Everyone knows I'm a little bit.
Rock and roll!
Donny Osmond now, believe it or not.
Down, but the way I do, I'm a woman's man, no time at all. You need love.
Good night. That was Donny Osmond, guest appearing on Dweezil Zappa's album Confessions, with a Bee Gees classic there, Staying Alive. That's different.
Mm.
Very different. That was the last of the KSJO stuff anyway, but you never know. Next time, Series 4, we could have something totally different. We could even actually get the email thing right on this. These radio stations.
Yeah,
we can actually get through. We could be back in October. Or we might not, and it'll be back a year from now. Something like that. I don't know. Well, what's cracking off? It'd be nice.
Mm.
But after us, I think about 1:30 in an hour's time, we're going to go over. It didn't flash then. Oh, it did now.
I'm blind.
Friday. At 1:30, we're going over live to the Time nightclub with Progress, taking us right through, I should think, till about 3:00. I'm not too sure when it is, but that is going to be kicking. Going to be awesome. Then it's back over to the main studio with Travelling
Without Moving.
As I was moving stuff around to look.
I thought you might actually get that one right.
I was looking for it, actually. Right, got to move on. We've got about 6 more tracks to play in 28 minutes, so this is going to be damn good. First one being...
I don't know, which one are you going to put on?
Prong. And...
Controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio Freedom 106.5 FM. That was a nice jolly tune, that was.
Yeah.
You come up with these good raucous things.
Raucous riffs.
That was Prong and Controller. This is Radio Freedom. Anyway, we've got to move on because we've got, 24 minutes to go. And we've still got a few tunes to play before we clear off and say goodbye for the last time for 5 or 6 months or so. Right, Tripping Daisy next. Piranha.
Mm.
I think we've played this before.
I think we have a while ago.
Yeah, last time.
Yeah.
But it's good anyway. What's up with it? Nothing. You can give us a call, 361-068. Is that right?
That's that right.
Yeah. tripping Daisy there and Piranhas. You say that sounds a bit like Ozzy Osbourne on vocals,
the
there,
vocals,
I think.
Yeah,
it does a bit, I suppose, doesn't it? Yeah.
Very similar, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, Paul should be available on the comms. Whereabouts are you now, Paul, and what's cracking off?
Yeah, I'm in Normanton. Let me just turn down my monitor. This is good. I'm just driving through Normanton and heading towards the basement to pick up the outside broadcast transmitter when you finish. And we're going to rush that over to Progress. And we should be going live from Progress at about 1:30. And when you finish travelling without moving, they're going to do a set.
Oh,
Charlie Baxter. Chris, you're on there, over.
Yes. What's happening? Yes? What? He obviously doesn't realise it's going out. We'll come back to you there, Bob. Yeah, okay then.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. Talk to him.
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Chris. We just had a request in from Joe. It's for Helen's birthday, and they'd like you to play Hocus Pocus towards the end of the show. Is that okay?
How about that? A live request. Yes, that's going to be no problem at all. Hocus Pocus, we'll have to dig that one out. Right, okay, we'll see in a minute then, Paul, and we'll blast on with another tune. This is Loud, Mary, She Made Me, it is called. And I don't think about this one, because it was a freebie on one of these magazines, but it's jolly good.
Mm.
Little child, well, you've just turned 16 and you're old.
lovely track there. That was Loud and Mary, She Made Me. Freebie, we don't know anything about that one, do we?
Nope.
Damn shame, but damn good track. We got a request, instant request coming up now. What is it?
That's certainly have. Somebody called Joe's phoned up, and they want a request for Helen's birthday, apparently, and they want to hear Focus.
Hocus Pocus? Yes. Y&T there and Forever, second to last track. Right, thanks a lot for everybody that's been with us for the last 4 weeks. It's been incredible.
Mighty, in fact.
Yes.
Classic.
Yeah, we'll be hopefully back in October. Paul's here to collect the transmitter for the penultimate of Outside Broadcast tonight from Time Nightclub with Progress, isn't it?
Yep, it's busy down there. I've just been down, check everything out, all the sound system's working. We've got a feed, so all I've got to do is, as soon as you finish, rush over there with the transmitter, connect it up, and by 1:30 we should be doing yet another Outside Broadcast.
Good grief, when does it stop? This is Radio Freedom.
It doesn't. We're up all night.
Mick, press that button there, this is our last track.
Oh, nice, yeah. Honour.
Yeah. Photographs here. That was Cheap Trick and a Wild Thing. What's the matter? You've run out of film now?
No, it didn't flash. Oh.
That's about it for us for another 6 months or so. Thanks a lot for listening, sparing the time to listen to your wireless on a Saturday night. Stand by for Travelling Without Moving, they're coming up in a short while. Taking you through to 1:30 and then it's live to Time Nightclub and Progress. Till what time?
4 in the morning.
4 in the morning, good grief. It's all yours, Travelling Without Moving on Radio Freedom, 106.5 FM.
This is Radio Freedom on 106.5 FM frequency modulation.
weeks of Traveling Without Moving's first birthday on May 1st. Soundtracks and the Future Club have teamed up for another night of quality underground deep house. On Bank Holiday Saturday, May 29th, we have managed to secure the services of DIYs at Jazz to guest alongside our talented trio of residents, Scott, Lee, and Marcus, who together form the Soundtracks Collective. At Jazz, fresh from a UK tour and a regular at The Bomb, can't wait to pick up where his stablemates Diggs and Boosh left off. So can you really afford to miss a second opportunity this month to sample the unrivaled atmosphere and the finest underground house music of Traveling Without Moving? For further information, call us on 07977-432-388 or call the Future Club on Darby 341154. We'll see you in the future on May 29th.
Welcome this Sunday morning to Travel Out Moving. One thirty, we're going live to the biggest club, one of the biggest clubs in the Midlands, the Super Club Progress. Kiddo and Boy George waiting down there at 1:30. Then we'll be going back to the studio and we'll be taking you through till 7 a.m. This is Travelling Without Moving on 106.5 Radio Freedom. Moving Without Moving on 106.5 Radio Freedom. About 1:30, we're going to the Super Club Progress. Waiting for his kiddo, Boy George, Pete and Russell. time. We're going live to Progress now, where we'll be joined by Boy George, Kiddo and Pete and Russell.
Yeah, people of Progress, this is Kiddo saying thank you. Let's hear it! This is going out to you! Big love!
Treat for you tonight on 106.5 Radio Freedom. We are now live at Progress with a man like Kiddo.
One, two. Yes, Progress, we're just... You and Shooter Kiddo here at Progress. We're just live on Radio Freedom. We're going out loud to the whole of Derby on 106.5 FM. Progress, make some noise. DJ Kiddo on the deck.
I'm gonna make it. just want a man for his mind.
Where would you normally be on a Saturday night then?
In Nottingham, ISIS, somewhere like that. Yeah, no, no, they're not clubs.
So where are you from?
Nottingham.
Nottingham. So you've not travelled that far really then to get here tonight?
No, 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 no.
What do you think of it so far?
Tunes are brilliant, atmosphere's great, love it.
Yeah. Brilliant. Would you like to say hello to anyone live on air?
Tim, if you're listening, big welcome to you.
And what about you, madam?
Hello.
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 What do you think of the night?
It's wicked.
Cool.
Cool.
Would you like to say hello to anyone?
Hiya, baby Claire.
Hello, baby Claire. What about you over there? Bit quiet. Says no. All right, then. Cheers for your time. Too bad.
All right there. I'm
one, two, progress.
So what do you think of progress then?
Please join me.
Yeah, it's all right. Started off a bit late though. I expected people to be here a bit earlier, but you know. They were. Started filling up now though.
So where would you normally be on a Saturday evening?
Well, normally be out in a pub or something, you know, going clubbing somewhere. Depends.
What about you?
I'm down at uni in Nottingham, so I'll probably be just doing a few bars or something like that.
Alright, would you like to say hello to anyone live on air?
That's an absolute must.
Have you got any friends to say hello to?
Yeah, I've got quite a few friends, mate. Let's not push that, alright? I'd like to say hello to my girlfriend, Claire, who's not here. Nice one. And just, you know, like, anyone who I know.
What about you?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to the lads at Leckenfield Camp, near Hull. Nice one, lads, because I'm on the lash.
Have a good one.
Cheers, mate. You too.
disaster. No, so rock the mic real, real fast. From the front to the back, here comes the master. Trying to get with this and I'll blast ya. From the front to the back, here comes the master. No, so rock the mic slow or faster. From the front.
listening to Radio Freedom.
but
first impressions.
First impressions, pretty good.
Where would you normally be then, or where have you just come from?
I've just come from home actually, but
bit of a late starter.
Yeah. That's the way I like it. It's late, you know.
Bit of an animal of the night then.
I like to get straight into it, you know.
So, are you going anywhere after this, or is this your main night for the evening?
Well, I don't know. Depends what the night holds for me.
I see. Would you like to say hello to anyone live on air?
Would you like to say hello to anyone? No, not particularly.
No. All right then. Have a good night. Anyway.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Ta-da.
Cheers. We'll be right back.
Radio Freedom, 106.5 FM.
Broadcasting from one of the offices here at Progress. Just explain to us briefly who you are and what you do at Progress.
Right, I'm Clarky. I work for Progress full time as the promotions manager, and I run the guest list on the Saturday nights.
Right, so what makes Progress so good?
Basically, we've been going for nearly 7 years now, and over that time we've built up a very loyal crowd, a very atmospheric crowd.
Why the move from Eclipse?
Since we started, we've moved approximately every 2 years, just to keep things fresh and exciting, because if you stay at the same place, it kind of
gets a bit stale, yeah.
Yeah, it dies out and people get bored of the same thing. So we just move, go to another venue, start it all again, and people come and have it off.
Right. Any plans for the future? Just outside broadcasts, or maybe something on the lines of the Creamfields event, maybe an outside event or anything like that?
At the moment, I'm not sure if there's anything in the pipeline, but if something was to crop up, then I'm sure we'd go for it.
Nice one. Okay, thanks, have a good night.
Thank you, cheers.
Tracks and the Future Club have teamed up for another night of quality underground deep house. On Bank Holiday Saturday, May 29th, we have managed to secure the services of DIY's At Jazz to guest alongside our talented trio of residents, Scott, Lee, and Marcus, who together form the Soundtracks Collective. At Jazz, fresh from a UK tour and a regular at the Bomb, can't wait to pick up where his stablemates Diggs and Woosh left off. So can you really afford to miss a second opportunity this month to sample the unrivaled atmosphere and the finest underground house music of Traveling Without Movies? For further information, call us on 07977-432-388 or call the Future Club on Derby 341154. We'll see you in the future on May 29th.
Live at Progress, Traveling Without Moving here on Radio Freedom 106.5. treat we have for you this evening on Radio Freedom, live from Super Club Progress with Kiddo.
Good mates, like everyone's just on a permanent high, you know what I mean? Like you've got no problems, everyone's sound, we don't want to know where you're from, who we are, no problems mate, enough respect, top respect to all DJs.
So would you like to say hello to anyone live on air?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my ex-girlfriend, bless her, Natalie, love her to bits, Danny, Jay, Jono, Wills, Tucker, Tom, Vamp, all the crew, doing it massive every week at Progress and at Gatecrasher.
Okay mate, have a good night.
Yeah. Cheers buddy, enough respect, look after yourself.
Freedom, 106.5 FM.
Okay, as some people may know, there is two rooms here at Progress. I'm just walking out the main room into the second room where things are a bit more mellower.
Radio Freedom is brought to you by the Future Club, Babington Lane, Derby.
Thank you. on generally, do you mean?
Well, the night here at Progress.
Well, really, the best thing about Progress is you come how you want, be how you want to be, and no one gives no bother. You know, it's a really good atmosphere, the people are nice, we always have top DJs all the time, it's a place to be.
Hey! Would you like to say hello to anyone live on air?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my mom and my nan, Andrew, Sam, all my friends, and anyone called to Progress, come, it's wicked!
Would you like to say hello to anyone live on air?
All the lads from Mackworth and a couple of lads from college from MTech.
Okay, mate, have a good night.
Yeah, and you.
Thank you.
Radio Freedom.
All over the place, mate. Everywhere, you name it, I've been there.
Alright. Would you like to say hello to anyone live on air?
Well, I'd like to say hello to Western, everybody, you know what I mean? Everyone who's out there.
Okay, have a good night, mate.
I will, mate, and you.
Freedom 106.5. You're listening to Travelling Without Moving show. We're live at Progress in Derby.
laugh. Everyone's just larging it, and it's a great atmosphere, and that's why I love it.
So where would you normally be on a Saturday evening?
If not here, then somewhere in the city centre, but 9 times out of 10 down here.
Right, would you like to say hello to anyone live on here?
Yeah, my friend Natalie is out there somewhere. Haven't got a clue where she is, but if you're out there, get your ass down here.
Okay, mate, have a good night.
I will do, mate, you as well.
Listen to Radio Freedom 106.5 FM.